Hey everyone, what is going on? It is Crypto Bobby. Hope you are having a great day, great night, wherever you are watching or listening in from. Coming to you from the hotel in Dubai right now, about to head out to the World Blockchain Forum, bringing the old camera for that. So hopefully I should have some decent content for you from that event. Should be solid. Was there yesterday, and we'll be going back for day two to get some new content for you and kind of hear what a lot of people have to say. But hopping into today's discussion, I want to talk about just kind of the overall market feel that I'm getting right now. And I think what seems to be pretty positive sentiment from the majority of people in the marketplace right now. Also want to talk about one of the larger crypto acquisitions or crypto blockchain type company acquisitions with Coinbase buying Earn.com, what that might mean, if really anything. And then want to talk about the Ian Bellina hack. Just give like very high level thoughts on that, because I think that's been going around. There's all types of crazy rumors, conspiracy theories, all that type of stuff on Reddit. So want to touch on that. But one of the first things, and this is one of the reasons I like using on-chain FX now, especially in comparison to some of the other websites out there, is not only do they have the 24-hour change versus USD or versus Bitcoin, but they also have the 7/30 and I believe 90-day change. And this is pretty awesome because you can see a little bit more of the recent sentiment outside of just the past 24 hours, but in the past 7 and 30 days and where we've gotten recently, there have been some very, very strong moves over the course of the last week. We're going from a total market cap perspective here. We have Bitcoin making in the past 7 days close to a 20% move, an 18% move. Ethereum is up 26%. Ripple is up 35%. Bitcoin Cash 18 with EOS and Cardano up 49%, and Cardano is up 64% in the past 7 days, still down 81% from the all-time high. But I think we're starting to see some nice momentum in the marketplace, in the overall crypto markets right now, and I'm feeling pretty positive on a lot of the different movements. Now, obviously, like I just said, we're something like Cardano or something like EOS. Yes, it's, you know, EOS is up 49% in the past week, but it's still down 50%+ from the all-time high. Cardano is up significantly in the past month, 77%, but it's still down 81% from the all-time high. So depending upon where you bought in and where you scaled in, that certainly depends on your level of happiness if you own any of these specific cryptocurrencies whatsoever. But I do feel like as I'm looking at the market and as I'm looking at a lot of these assets, I feel like we bottomed out, and the conversations that I've been having with some of the larger scale investors, some people that have a large amount of money to deploy, I feel like I'm getting a pretty positive sentiment across the board from a majority of those people who are looking at this now as a much better opportunity and a much better buying opportunity than where we were with an $800+ billion market cap. You can look at something like the Cardano chart, and I think this really mirrors a lot of what we've seen across the board with altcoins, where, you know, they made this ridiculous run up in December and January, and you could pretty much see back from the beginning, went straight vertical and then dropped off the face of the earth, slowly bled out. And then there was an accumulation phase really for the past month, month and a half. And I feel like we're breaking out of that accumulation phase right now. And that's something that I've been looking at over the course of the past week or so, is trying to identify opportunities where some of these altcoins have just been not necessarily excessively beaten down, because I think the valuations have come back to earth and probably a level of sanity. But I do think we're about to break back out across the board for a lot of these, and you can really see that indicative in the past week or so. So that's something I think, you know, really across the board, is I'm trying to do research on specific undervalued tokens that might be a really solid opportunity, because I do think that we are going to gain momentum with the end of this tax sell-off. I think that is something that maybe people underestimated a little bit, but it's definitely, you know, when I got my taxes back from the accountant, I was like, holy crap, that's, and I think a lot of other people, if they chose to go that route and file gains and all that type of stuff, then I think there are a lot of people that looked at that and maybe didn't necessarily have the cash to cover that. And so they're selling cryptocurrency to pay for, they're selling cryptocurrency, they're cashing out cryptocurrency to pay for the amount of taxes that they owe. And I do think that the liability was something that Today is April 17th right now in Dubai, at least. Today is the last day to pay those taxes. And I think that is going to provide a little bit of momentum in the future now that we're kind of exiting that phase of, you know, that this kind of portion of a market cycle. So I do think it's something to keep an eye on. I don't think it's the only negative. It's certainly not the only negative force or sell force on the market right now. And there's obviously other countries outside of the United States, but I do think that that certainly contributed to part of the downturn in the market overall. Now, another thing that we can certainly cover here is Coinbase buying Earn.com or 21. It was a company, if you're not familiar with this, this was a company, if you ever read Digital Gold, Digital Gold talks about this. Nathaniel Popper from Digital Gold talks about this quite a bit. But Earn.com, you might be familiar with. It's a website I registered recently, and I'm actually not that much of a fan of it, to be pretty frank. But Coinbase is buying Earn.com, previously 21 Incorporated. The reason it's notable is that 21/Earn.com raised about $116 million from some of the top Silicon Valley investors a few years ago. And Coinbase is buying the company essentially for about that, basically buying out what the initial investment was at the, you know, at that given point in time. And one of the big things that they're trying to, I think one of the big portions or one of the big aspects of the acquisition is that through the acquisition, they are Balaji Srinivasan, who is the CEO, co-founder of Earn.com, is becoming Coinbase's CTO, Chief Technology Officer. Following the acquisition, he is now working full-time at Coinbase. And this is something that either some people are very excited about or they're also looking at very skeptically. 21 was initially created to become a Bitcoin mining operation. They were working with Intel. They had kind of done multiple pivots, though, over the course of their founding. And this has been over the course of the past 3+ years where 21 has done multiple pivots, and this is just kind of an additional thing. Now, what can Coinbase do? What can Coinbase do with Earn.com? I guess there's a, you know, a number of different ways in which they can approach it. There's a number of different directions that they can go. But as far as specifically the service that Earn.com provides right now, I don't find it that all that impressive. If you maybe have a profile, essentially what it is you go on the website and people can pay you money to, essentially people can pay money to guarantee a response to a message. So if somebody wants to pay me $5, they will send me an email via the Earn.com platform. And if I respond to that, I will earn $5, or I can donate that $5 to a cause of my choosing. Now, it sounds cool in theory. Like if you know, I get a ton of emails, and if you really want to reach out to me, you can pay money. And then that way I guarantee a response. If I do respond, I will take that money. So it's supposed to incentivize communication there and also make it harder for people to spam and things like that. On the downside, though, if you have tried it, it's mostly just ICO spam and airdrop spam. So it's a lot of companies paying $1 or $5 to say, hey, you know, sign up for our website or use register for our airdrop. So the actual service itself isn't that incredible. I'll be interested to see what Coinbase does with this. To be honest, for $100 million, I think there's probably a lot better things Coinbase could have done. But you know, they're in a position of success, and they're obviously doing something right when it comes down to, you know, when it comes down to running a business. And personally, I don't think the acquisition is I don't know. Like I said, I think that they probably could have spent that money better elsewhere and performed, you know, utilize that elsewhere, but maybe they have some type of large scale plan behind the scenes with what they're going to do with Earn.com and how they're going to leverage that. So it should be fairly interesting to pan out. But like I said, I haven't been that impressed with what Earn.com is bringing to the table from a user experience perspective and the adoption outside of just getting a bunch of emails in regards to signing up for airdrop. So something to take into account there. And the last thing, This came out in the past 24 hours or so. This is Ian Blina got hacked, apparently lost when he was on his live stream. Apparently somebody hacked into his email or his recovery email, and he stored all his private keys on Evernote via plain text. And I don't want to. There's a lot of people kind of ripping on Bellina, and I get that. And there's a lot of irony with hacking the system and all that stuff. And I don't want to I don't want to make fun of anything. The one thing I will say there is that it goes to show the importance of personal security, especially when you're somebody who is a quote unquote public figure and kind of built your brand off of making your portfolio public and publicizing, your wealth or potential wealth or whatever it might be. I think it's really unfortunate to see. And the reason I don't really want to make any jokes or crack any jokes is because I think karma could come back and bite my ass in 5 seconds. So I don't want to do that. But I think it goes to show that anybody who has any bit of money in cryptocurrency really, really, really needs to take security seriously, across the board, whether you have get yourself a ledger, get yourself a treasure, make sure that anything you store is not in some public cloud document somewhere where somebody can hack your information. Make sure you're using two-factor authentication across the board and not SMS two-factor authentication like Google Authenticator. So there's a lot of different things from an OPSEC perspective that you really need to take care of. And I think it's unfortunate that it happened to him, and there's all types of conspiracy theories floating around about evading taxes, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I hope that's not the case. I also hope that, he's asking for information on the hacker. I doubt he's going to get that money back. I mean, it's kind of, if it's gone, it's gone. But I think the one lesson here is, regardless of who you are, regardless of what you do, especially if you're putting any of that information out in public, you really need to take security seriously. And this should be a lesson for everybody across the board that you really need to go ahead and do that. Like I said, hardware wallet, and then don't keep your recovery password, your recovery phrases on some cloud document somewhere where somebody could easily access that via email or anything like that. So definitely something that you want to take into consideration in the future. Sucks to see this, but I think it's a lesson for a lot of people, unfortunately, and I'm sure an expensive lesson for Ian. So outside of that, guys, like I said, I will be heading to the World Blockchain Forum, the second day of that event, in the near future. Some good speakers, so excited for that. Should get some nice interviews for you as well. Try to pop out as much content as I possibly can with my camera, so keep an eye on that. Outside of that, guys, really do appreciate the time. I hope you have a fantastic day. Take it easy. Peace.